like each other. And yeah, it's quite discouraging for me, I have to say. You know, I don't think I want to be part of that clan, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Jaggy.
Jaggy D.
All right. Thank you, Jaggy.
Jaggy P.
So we'll try the bottom part on Jaggy. So anyone wants to try it?
Bring it on. Oh, I'm new in
cricket.
Yeah, I'm new in this thing, you know, and I see there's not much harmony. There's a lot of disunity. From the outside, it looks good, but when you get in, you realise they're just having a war against each other. Looks like Mahabharat take three.
Okay.
And it's without Krishna as well. It's not Krishna there.
Krishna's whipping everyone. He's whipping us. I can see it.
Okay, so the bottom part goes first. So if anyone wants to try.
When you say bottom part, it's discouraging.
Yeah, yeah.
Discouraging to do what?
No, we just discouraging.
Well, just.
It's just like lay into me.
Jaggy D, you're always being very negative and. You put us all down as well.
I see. I didn't realise that.
And who are you anyway?
I'm Jaggy D, mate.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone else wants to try? It should be quite easy. Quite easy.
Come on,
right?
Guys, you can lay in hands.
I think you do the same. You also have problems with your relationships, so I can point fingers at you.
I don't know that person.
Okay.
She's the power of the mirror, mate.
Okay.
I don't think you understand Krishna consciousness and devotees, because in any organisation, families have little tiffs. It doesn't mean that we're having personal dig at each other. We may have a difference of opinion, and I think you've misunderstood.
Yeah, could be.
I don't think you misunderstood. I think you're just stupid.
it must be my Birmingham accent.
You sound like you're from London, though.
You sound like a London accent. I don't even know which accent you're talking in.
Back into role play.
Okay. All right. I think that's enough. So let's go for the higher part.
Can we ask for forgiveness? Can we ask for forgiveness now?
So, yeah, if you try elements from the top part.
That's combination of shit.
You
lied
to me.
Situation.
Focus on that. Silence.
It's really good that you've noticed that, you know, these problems there, and that's not what Krishna consciousness should be like. So it's clearly that you've been reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and you know how we should be, and you can work towards that, and you can help others with that as well. So it's really nice to assess that.
Like Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you want to see.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's really good.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
I was going to say, I think you're an intelligent person. I can clearly see that you analyse things, so you're extremely intelligent. So surely you can see some good in what the devotees do, you can certainly discriminate and analyse, so surely you can see something good, and I think you're extremely intelligent to be able to do that.
Oh, that's so nice. Some people will call me paranoid, but okay, intelligence is a good one. Thank you. I'm so happy.
It's nice that you opened up and told us rather than just keeping it speaking behind the back or something.
Okay, more?
He was honest.
You're like a brother to me.
I'm so lucky.
You're like a wife to me. Right? I mean, a husband to me. Sorry.
I knew Krishna consciousness was weird, but I didn't know that weird.
Thanks for trusting us with your feelings.
I'm really happy.
So that's more.
No, we've got to carry on with the class. I think, is that...
Okay, all right, So let's give him a big hand. Thank you. And your real name is?
Jagannath Kirtanandabhu.
Jagannath Kirtanandabhu. Okay.
Thank you.
If I hear that again, guys.
You will.
So let's just see what happened. So anyone has any comments? Maybe we can start with Jagannath Kirtanandabhu.
When it was discouraging, you know, it's like, it's you're already in that negative state. So somebody is, when they were coming out with those things, it's making you even more affirmative in your negative state. So mm-hmm. it didn't help the situation, it made it worse. Mm-hmm. But as soon as the encouragement started coming, then you started feeling better. And then you don't feel as discouraged because you're more trying to focus on the positives rather than the negatives. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was that's a powerful tool in any of our situations. I think I learned a lot from that.
All right, thank you. Anyone else has any reflections, any comments on what you've seen or yes?
When we have these negative thoughts, it's important that we're able to confine in someone, to be honest with them. Mm-hmm. It's important to be honest, so it's the way you come across. That's the
Yeah, that's really important to have a safe environment in which you can honestly share whatever you have in your heart. Yes. One of the six loving exchanges amongst devotees. Revealing your heart in continence and being sure that the continence is kept and it's not broadcast through all the possible media. Prabhu? Somebody else, yes?
I think when we are getting feedback, receiving feedback, whether it's constructive or not constructive, we should deal with it in a very mature way. So not getting angry, like you said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I could say that when he was encouraged, the person was encouraging, he's representing the whole movement. So mm-hmm. he thinks, well, thinking about it, it's not that bad as I thought, because this person is very good, he's very encouraging. So he starts in a different picture of the whole group, just to that one person. Mm-hmm. So you think maybe I've overlooked something. Or I misunderstood something, and then you want to review it. Mm-hmm. But if they're negative with you, you think, well, that's reinforced it. Mm-hmm. They're definitely bad people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else?
I think also when we were picking up on his negative thoughts, what he was telling us about the negative aspects, we tended to look in perspective here as well. What is it he's actually saying? Is he actually, has he got a point? He may be saying it in a incorrect way or a kind of a way that's not very nice, but he may have a point. And, you know, we were looking introspectively and thinking, well, he might have a point, so let's see if we can see it from a different angle and acknowledge that he has got a point, first of all. Mm. And then from there, try to explain to him that.
Okay.
Another way to see things as well.
That's very interesting, yeah. Encouraging approach encourages us also.
There's always in everything, even normal jobs and everything, they're always trying to improve and they always get feedback, and it's important when we get feedback and it's thriving for something better, and it's good that we get some comments to see how we can improve. How it's not, we don't have to take it negatively. We can think, okay, we've got some weaknesses there and we can try to improve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's actually one of the big elements of Vaishnava culture, being open to a feedback. Thank you. And somebody else wanted to say?
I think when you're being positive and encouraging a person, you can, there's scope for building relationships, so it's really to work with each other and to, that would be the first step.
Yeah. One devotee really coined it nicely, that relationships are much more important than results. Why? Why relationships? First of all, everyone agrees with that relationships are much more important than results. Let's see, the show of hands, if you agree.
In the devotee community, probably.
Okay, then, yeah, talking about the devotee community at the moment, yeah.
I don't understand properly.
Relationships are more important than results. Anyone wants to comment on that? Make comment on that?
We deal with real people. And if in Krishna consciousness, you've got to relate them back to Krishna, that they're quite a part of Krishna. So dealing with them is far more important than anything else. They come.
Okay.
Because in a way, you're dealing with Krishna as well by dealing with devotees.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So from like a management point of view, you may have to do something in the temple, or say you're going out and book distribution. So there's the results aspect, and there's the actual devotees who are doing the aspect. So if you're really heavy on them, so they go out and do like 70 books in that day, but in the process you fry them out, you burn them out. And so the results are high, but the relationships you've kind of destroyed. So those are the two aspects there. So there's the results of what you're trying to get those people to do, and then there's the actual relationship between us and that devotee.
Is it like even in a normal job, you want so much profit, but you get rid of your relation with your team?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, it's a different scenario. It's work. Yeah. You're paying them to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all voluntary. Well, you can't pull the pull out.
But even at work, you should always try to keep the relationship going.
Yeah, it's true.
Because otherwise they'll leave that company and go to another company.
Especially if you just bear in mind, if we're devotees in a material situation, people will look at us as devotees. They'll see us as Krishna conscious first, and they might criticize us for being mean or bad to them. So we're representing Prabhupada whether we're in the material situation or spiritual situation.
Mm, that's very good. That actually this principle is true even outside of devotee community. Yeah, as a principle, overall principle.
Can I ask one example? There's a customer of mine, and he knows I'm a Krishna conscious, and he's praised me so many times. And on purpose, he just offered me tea just to test me out, and I said, no, I don't want to. Put it in front of me. You know. So happy, he said, I can't believe you changed so much. And then I think he's taking advantage of me because he come to me, he wanted to borrow some money. And I thought, I'm telling you how Krishna conscious I am, I'm so compassionate. You know, if I refuse him now, he's going to think, so much for his, you know, speciality. He couldn't help me out when I needed it. So I gave him the money, and now I'm struggling to get it back. So sometimes people abuse you outside.
That's the difference between devotees and the material world. You as a person stay the same, but you should know your threshold. How to do in management, if you do, oh yes, it's okay, fine. Your results will go down. Yeah. You know, if people are not performing in the material world, and you
will affect you. What Prabhu is saying is talking about relationships in the sense that you don't break your relationship.
No, you don't. But at the same time, you still understand.
You still use intelligence to deal with it in a compassionate
way. Yeah, you always do. But there's different thresholds.
Like we mentioned yesterday, one of the points we made yesterday was being well spoken as well. So we speak in a way where we don't offend even outsiders.
Yeah, you can be straightforward.
Or you can be in a nice way.
Yeah, the point Prabhu made is that, you know, he is valuing relationships over the results, but then other people are, you know, ruining relationship with him for the sake of results.
And I told us, let Krishna down. If I don't help him, I'll let Krishna down. Because he's going to criticize Krishna, saying, who's Krishna? This person hasn't changed, but internally he's still the same.
Yeah, so we should not be taking advantage of people for the sake of results, but we should not be allowing other people to take advantage of us for the sake of results.
But I didn't know what to do.
Because that also ruins relations.
That I'm spiritual, that I do care, you know.
He should have called you first. He asked me and I said, thank you.
All right.
But I think Krishna wants to go with him.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu.
I think, when you said that, Prabhu, the first thing I thought was, well, was it really compassion or was it weakness of heart? Because we should take advice, because that's what happens as devotees, but we have that feeling, but then it's like, sometimes it can be a weakness of heart because we haven't got that humility to be straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
So we should take, you know, if we've got that sadhu sangha, then we can take
it. It might not be beneficial for that other person to give him money, and that's, if you give him money, then you're not being, you're not doing him any favors and you're not being Krishna conscious.
Oh, he was like in dire straits, like he's going to have a heart attack or something. Please, please, please help me. No. He's on his knees. What do you do? If you don't help him, says this person, he hasn't got a heart.
Well, it's cruel. He's got to spend that money.
It was definitely a genuine problem there. I know that for sure.
But the one of the best, you know how they say that sometimes the best way to deal help people is not just give it to them, but help them get it for themselves. Like, you know what they do with the water in Africa? They build the wells so that they can get around.
This was something they wanted, like within the hour, please. You could help me. I'm sending my son over. Please give someone, because otherwise, like, it's gonna. I was really put in the situation that I couldn't refuse it. If I had, I'd be probably questioning myself that is money more important than compassion or helping people. So you just, I think Krishna created a situation for me and I thought maybe it's a test. Because he was testing us anyway. So I didn't know what to do. I thought that was the best thing to do at the time.
Yeah, well, one thing about lending money to other people, because, you know, the laws of karma are very severe. And so, if you lend that money to somebody, and if that person haven't, you know, been able to give it back to you, pay it back, and if you think about it, if you keep thinking about it, the karmic reaction is that after you die, you become a child of that person. And they have to feed you and clothe you and take care of you for as long as it will take to utilize this amount of money on you, and after that you die as a child.
So giving charity to just a
child. Yeah. Well, so, I'm going to say that. I just said it's Krishna's money.
Sorry? Yeah. Yeah, so this is very important that if you're giving, you know, if someone is asking to lend you some money, you give, but only as much as you don't mind to lose, because that's most probably what will happen. You know, people are desperate because they, you know, their karma is really bad. And it's very unlikely that it will suddenly improve. So most probably, you're going to lose that money.
Better to donate.
You're right, yes.
if you think that you're not repaying, better to give it, okay? I'm giving you a gift, you don't need to. Then you'll get rid of that karma, you know. You don't need to.
Well, you don't have to tell it that it's a donation. You just give it, but in your mind.
In your mind, yeah, this is it. Yeah,
pay you back, pay
you
back.
Yeah.
In your mind, you can say that.
Yeah, so, and it is very important.
It's not going to break the bank. I mean, I've just said to myself, it's Krishna, it's your money. If you want me to be back, fine. If you don't,
okay.
Fine. I'm not going to sleep over it or anything.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yes, that's fine.
If we could keep on Prabhu's topic as well. So I know it's important. So, yes.
Time what if somebody cheats you and say, oh, you won this and really you haven't, and they take money off you?
Yeah, well, then next time you'd be more careful. Yeah. Learn from mistakes. It's not wrong to make mistakes. The wrong thing is not to learn anything from the mistakes.
We are here in the material world because we cut the relationship with this. We are in this consciousness to re-establish the relationship with this. The relationship is important. So with money and these things, to cut the relationship is good. Better to resolve it with the donating or that. Don't keep this relationship in hands. It's not good. Because this is what we are learning from Krishna consciousness. To re-establish our relationship with this. This is the very important relationship. It's very, very important. This is what Prabhupada is saying. This Krishna consciousness is to re-establish the relationship with Krishna. We forget that relationship. This is why you are here.
Yeah.
But it's very important.
Yeah, thank you. But we should keep in mind that it's not just relationship with Krishna. Just imagine material world, I mean, spiritual world has only two people, you and Krishna, and that's it. how boring that would be, right? Just you and Krishna. And there is nothing else, nobody else. Just, you know, desert. You and Krishna in the desert. So that does not exist, right? So it is very important to also understand that originally every soul is part of Krishna, every soul is a devotee of Krishna, and the results you get will stay here in the material world, but your relationship will be continuing forever in the spiritual world. So results are temporary, relationships are eternal. Yeah, because if you ruin your relationship with someone here and say that person will go to the spiritual world, how will you go to the spiritual world? Right? So you'll have to restore it one way or the other. Yeah, relationship with devotee. That, and the other thing, which is Nityasharan Prabhu mentioned, is also very important. Our relationship with Krishna, every living entity is an instrument in Krishna's hand. So our relationship with Krishna are manifested through our relationship with other people, because everyone is Ekaleshvara Krishna Rasabha Britya. Yara Yaichana Chaya, yes. Tandra Samandritya, that, you know, Krishna is the only Lord, everybody else is his servant. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita says that every single one is dancing like a puppet in Krishna's hands. So this is how we should see, that it's not just that person, it's Krishna who is acting through that person towards me. So seeing Krishna behind everything and everyone. So that's also a very important aspect of Krishna consciousness, that nothing is happening by chance. All right, thank you for your interest in the topic. Yeah. Actually, we're a little bit short cutting the material because we have a little bit less time. But one thing I wanted to mention is the power of expectation, which is self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's a very powerful, we can say, tool we could use to help people advance in Krishna consciousness. There is one thing which is very important to note, that, and it is coming to the building relationship with other people. If you build relationship with other people to the point of trust, that people are trusting you, so you can make or break anyone if you want to. Because and how do you do that? By self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyone heard of self-fulfilling prophecies? Yeah? Anyone knows what it means, self-fulfilling prophecy? So self-fulfilling prophecy means that you really believe in something and that will surely happen in your life. Just because you're so much focused on that. And there is nothing more powerful which focuses our attention than statement of somebody we really trust. And say, in the material world, it's, you know, very easy to see if children, they trust parents, and parents putting them down all the time. And then these children, they grow up being, you know, very weak adults full of problems, right? Because they really believe that they are the people their parents describe. And so in Krishna consciousness, it is also very important because you can actually see how it is happening spiritually. So Prabhupada was calling initiation as the second birth. So spiritually you're taking birth, yeah, by joining this movement, by doing spiritual practices. It's like starting a new life. And then you may notice that, you know, if devotee is practicing for many years, say like 20, 30, 40 years of serious practices, of course, then even though this devotee might be younger by age, but then spiritually that devotee can be very mature. But someone who is practicing not so long or maybe not so serious, even though that person might be older by age, but spiritually that person is like a kid or something, right? Very naive and very simplistic in one's thinking and one's understanding. So there is something which we call a spiritual growth. And we can literally program people for achieving certain results, whether practical or spiritual, if we have trustworthy relationship and if we, you know, make certain predictions about people. Of course, they shouldn't be baseless. And if people believe in that, it will definitely happen to them in their life, because that will become their very strong desire, and Krishna will fulfill that desire. And of course, in relationship to, you know, that it's very easy to see how that happened in the example of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati predicted that he said, actually, in front of others, about Srila Prabhupada, you will see that he will do what none of you could do. And everybody knew that what is the greatest desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And his specific focus was UK and London, right? And actually, every time I'm going to Prabhupada's rooms in Vrindavan, you know, the two most prominent pictures in Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan are pictures of Radha Lonanishwara and Radha Gokulananda. And we can understand why it was such a pleasure for Srila Prabhupada to, you know, specifically focus on these deities, because he actually managed to fulfill the burning desire of his spiritual master, which nobody could do. No sannyasi, no, you know, other leader in the Gaudiya Math could do what Srila Prabhupada could do. And so, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made that prophecy, and it became self-fulfilling prophecy. So because, of course, it was not baseless that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had good reasons to trust Srila Prabhupada so much, and Srila Prabhupada was, you know, like completely open to be an instrument in his spiritual master's hands. So this is an example that, and in one sense, all of us have some devotees or whom we have trustworthy relationships with, and we can actually help them to advance very quickly by helping them to focus on their spiritual potential and say that, I really believe in you and you can do that. And then, you know, you can really achieve such and such result, and it can become very powerful. And it can accelerate spiritual development of these devotees. So yeah, if sadhu sangha is properly established, it can become a very powerful tool for our spiritual advancement and for preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. So, and there are plenty of examples in the material world how self-fulfilling prophecies work, that there is a very interesting kind of example outside of our tradition from the modern psychology point of view, that there was one famous psychologist whose name was Dr. Erickson, and he was counseling one little boy, and he was only 4, not even 5, and this boy had the habit of, you know, like putting his thumb into his mouth, and he was sucking the thumb all the time. And both of his parents were psychologists. They didn't know what to do. They tried everything. They tried all the tools they had. So they brought him to Dr. Erickson. And this boy was, you know, completely defiant. You know, he was very obstinate. And Dr. Erickson looked at the boy and he said, "You know why your parents brought you to me?" And, you know, the boy keeps quiet and just looks at Dr. Erickson, and he said, "Yes, you know that your parents wanted you to stop sucking your thumb." And the boy still looks and keeps quiet and keeps sucking his thumb, looks at the doctor. And Erickson says, "Well, actually, you know what I think?" And he looks at the parents. "I think you have every right on the planet to keep sucking your thumb." And boy looks, you know, gives him like surprised look. And he said, "You know why? Because you're just a little boy." And this is what little boys do. They're just sucking their thumbs all the time. So it's not a problem because you're just 4-year-old boy. But of course, if you would be 5-year-old grown up, you would never do such a thing. So you can keep sucking your thumb. And then, you know, they left. And guess what? When this boy turned 5, he stopped that forever. So we can understand that, you know, from this example, how self-fulfilling prophecies work also. And there are many, many more others. But for us, it is important to use this. Of course, all of us want to feel encouraged. All of us want others to help us advance spiritually, right? How many of you want to feel encouraged all the time, and how many of you want to get that kind of support, that others are encouraging you? Okay, looking at the law of karma, because really this section we're studying is karma yoga, right? So looking at the law of karma, if we want this for ourselves, what do we do? How do we get that? Huh? Yes, exactly. If we act in this way towards other people, then other people will naturally respond in the same way. So that's Krishna, that becomes Krishna karma. You support other devotees support you in Krishna consciousness, and then all of us can advance very nicely. All right, and what I wanted you to do is a little exercise. Of course, there are many ways how can we build self-esteem, help other devotees to become stronger spiritually by very simple ways. What are the simple ways how can we help other devotees to feel encouraged, inspired? Yeah, appreciate them. Because glorification sometimes is unfortunately seen as something artificial, right? there is a very important difference between genuine appreciation and flattery. What is the difference? How do you know that something is not genuine, but it is flattery?
Something spoken from the mind, and the other one spoken from the heart.
Okay, how do we know the difference?
I think with appreciation, it means doing something for someone else.
Okay, yeah, practical proof.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were saying like, you give a reason why.
Very good, yes, you give a reason why. Yeah. It's not that you tell the people, oh, you're really sincere in your Krishna consciousness, but you give an example. What have you done to show that you are sincere? Yeah, etc. So, statement without an example is flattery. Statement with example is glorification or appreciation, genuine appreciation. So, any other ways how we can help devotees to feel encouraged besides appreciation?
Respecting them.
Respect, how do we do that? Practically?
Talk to them again in a kind manner.
Okay. More specific? Okay. Show them respect, yeah?
Can give them the responsibility.
Yeah, trust them. With some responsibility.
I don't know if this one actually fits in, but keeping regular contact like this.
Okay, yeah, keep in contact regularly, yes. Any other?
Love.
How do we show our love? Okay, yeah, show love towards the devotees, okay.
Serve them with persona.
Help them if they need help, okay?
You can serve them.
Serve the devotees, yes, very good.
Be a good listener.
Be a good listener, very good, yeah. It's very important because it's a preaching movement and it's seen by experience that devotees can learn preaching much faster than listening. Okay. But actually, hearing is the first and foremost process in Krishna consciousness, and thank you. This is very important.
Taking interest in their
expertise.
Taking interest. And actually, do the service with them, and then you can see that them on a closer level and be with them.
Okay.
Like if you just say words. But you're kind of like not interactive and involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can sense that you just said that for the sake of it.
Okay.
But if you are involved with them, then they can feel that, you know, you are actually taking up and being interactive with them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One more, which was not really mentioned, but it's a very simple one, and that is to express your gratitude. Right? Just thank the devotees for something they have done for you. Right? And so let's try this. Maybe, too many things we cannot try, but let's try this. You can either choose between appreciation or gratitude. Take one or the other. You can take both if you want. No harm. And we'll finish this session by, asking those of you who want it, no hard and fast rules, no obligations. If you like, we can spend the next 5 minutes by asking you to come up to maybe one, or if you want, two devotees. And express your appreciation or express your gratitude for whatever you want to express it for. Yeah? Will it be too hard thing to do? Okay. All right, so, yeah, let's those who do it. We will ask you all to stand up. please look around. Look around, choose one person.